We are doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the less common Mitzvot. And the next Mitzvah is the Mitzvah that the Levites have to take a tithe of the tithe that they receive. Remember, the Israelites give a tithe, a Maaser, to the Levim. The Levim give a tithe to the Kohanim. They give a tenth of their own tenth. Until here, we had the Mitzvahs that are not so common. And now, we're up to the Mitzvahs that are not relevant today, that we no longer have a temple. So in order to complete the 613 mitzvot, we have to move over to the mitzvot that were relevant when we had a temple, but are not relevant right now, not yet. Okay. So he's going to go in the order of the Rambam. And the first mitzvah he quotes is from the Rambam's book of Mada, and that is to listen to the prophet of each generation, not to add or detract from what he says. The next is the mitzvah of destroying the idols of the pagans and anything that was used to support them, anything that was used to serve them. And we also have a mitzvah not to try and mislead our fellow men, our fellow Jews, to go after the idols. We have a prohibition of saying anything that might convince someone to go after idol worship. We have a mitzvah called Ir Hanidachas. If you have a city that the majority of the city decided to go after idol worship, so there we have a mitzvah to go to war against that city, and that a Jewish city, yeah, within our midst. We verify it, we bring the courts, we bring witnesses, but at the end of the day, if the majority of the city did that, we burn the city completely. And we have a mitzvah not to rebuild that city. That's called an Ir Hanidachas. We have a mitzvah not to derive any benefit from any of the money of that city. Then we have a mitzvah that one Jew is not supposed to privately try to convince another Jew to go after idol worship. That's called Mesis. The Torah gives us a special commandment not to love the Mesis. That's the one time where a son could give testimony or can apply a punishment to his own father. Because the Torah says don't have any compassion over someone who does that. And the Torah says, maintain your enmity in your hearts towards him. Don't listen to him. A guy is coming and trying to convince you, let's go follow Zeus, let's go follow this type of worship or that type of worship. So we have a special mitzvah that ordinarily we have a mitzvah to do anything we can to save someone, not to execute someone. We do everything to try and avoid executing someone, but not a person like this. A person who is trying to get people to lose their whole life, to leave their religion, there the Torah gives us a special mitzvah. Don't have any compassion over him. Don't try to find any, don't work hard to find openings to find him, to absolve him from punishment. The Torah says even the person himself who they tried to convince that was on the receiving end, he too, if he can give testimony, should also give testimony. Our sages said that there are averos that are equal to idol worship. So this isn't so common. Now, how often do you have someone who comes and tries to convince you to go and be a pagan? But our sages said there are averos that are equal to idol worship. One is machlokas, having arguments within the Jewish people. Machlokas. Two is lashon hara, rechilos, gaiva, kas. So we have to know that if a person tries to convince his friend to do one of these things, like join an argument, join a fight, or speak lashon hara, or say rechilos, or be proud, or get angry at someone, that's also encompassed in this prohibition. And then it has the six prohibitions that we mentioned earlier.